Sunshine filters down through tall trees. A dugout canoe moves silently along a jungle waterway. A Gladstone bag is stowed on the canoe, and the cub and his aunt steer with their paddles, gliding down a muddy channel, sliced out of the seemingly endless and dense jungle. After dark, they arrive in a port where large container vessels are docked by the harbour wall. The two bears stow away onto a ship. The furry ginger cub flops into a lifeboat on deck, and Aunt Lucy hands him a small brown suitcase.
Stay out of sight until London.
But aren't you coming?
I am too old and too tired to go any further.
Well, then what will you do?
Oh, don't you worry about me. I will be safe in the home for retired bears. But it is not yet time for you to retire. You must find a new home in London.
But I don't know anyone there. What if they don't even like bears?
You know, there was once a war in the explorer's country. Thousands of children were sent away for safety, left at railway stations with labels around their necks, and unknown families took them in and loved them like their own. They will not have forgotten how to treat a stranger.
She places the floppy red hat on the worried cub's head.
Now take care, my darling. Remember your manners. And keep safe.
She kisses him on the nose and scurries away. He watches her disappear, then quickly pulls the tarpaulin over his head as two crewmen appear on deck. The ship sets sail. In the lifeboat, the cub opens the case packed with jars of marmalade with red and white gingham tops.
I've got an idea, but I'm going to need your help.
The lift opens to reveal a rosy-cheeked, busty Mr. Brown in a little pink cap, a pale blue cardigan over a flower-print smock, pushing a cleaning cart.
This is never going to work.
Of course it will. You look very pretty.
That's what they'll say in jail.
He comes past a guard.
Morning.
Oh, hello there.
Hold up.
The guard sidles up to him.
Haven't seen you before, have I?
No, that's right. I'm new.
Thought so. Lovely day, isn't it?
Unusually hot.
Yeah. Just like you.
Mm-hmm. The guard leers at Mr. Brown over his mug of tea.
Go on then. Off you pop.
Mr. Brown's red lips smile coyly as he goes. His back turned, he scowls in fury. The guard watching him salutes him with his mug. With a girlish wave, Mr. Brown pushes the cart into a workstation cubicle and starts to type.
Right.
Darkest Peru.
200 items! I knew that lady was hiding something.
Paddington standing in the cleaning cart. They wait for the pneumatic tube to whiz along the track above their heads. Mr. Brown flips open the top.
What is it?
It says record destroyed. Mm-hmm. Let's check the others.
Oi! You go!
Mr. Brown runs from the cubicle towards the beckoning guard.
Is there a problem?
Forgot to check your pass.
My pass.
Mr. Brown digs in the pockets of the flowery smock. Paddington pops his head out of the cart.
Ooh. It's an old photograph.
Sure you've always been a blue.
The man's narrow eyes flicker from the photo to Mr. Brown's face.
002, retrieve.
Paddington bites into his baguette as he waits for another cylinder to arrive. It shoots straight into his mouth. The guard peers at the pass.
You've changed a bit.
I lost a lot of weight.
Telling me. And the,
He points to his cheek, indicating a mole.
I had it lasered.
And the arm's grown back.
It's a false arm.
Mr. Brown holds out a stiff left arm. In the cubicle, Paddington is retrieving all the relevant files. The guard pricks Mr. Brown's arm.
You really can't feel a thing.
With the pin of the ID card. He sinks the pin deep into Mr. Brown's upper arm.
Nothing.
Amazing. Well, I'm just off to the toilet. See you in a bit.
As the guard strolls off, Mr. Brown silently howls with pain as he pulls out the pin.